This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour on today's DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria on the outs today, feeling a little, she's got a little after the shot. So, that's not laughing. Well, it is kind of sometimes the way it happens. So, if you don't feel well after it, the good thing is you'll feel better after you've gone through the second day, third day. She got it on Saturday at some point, so she'll be back in the fold soon. Jennifer is here. And Jay, and I was looking at some of the last week's big story was the Chauvin trial and what happened, and you thought it was over. Apparently, that's not the case. The Department of Justice is weighing charging Chauvin for an incident involving a black teenager 4 years ago. How about that? The prosecutors have gotten a lot of videos depicting his handling of other cases. This one is sort of shocking. The videos came from September 4th, 2017, showing Chauvin striking a black teenager in the head so hard the boy needed stitches. And then he held the boy down with his knee, here we go, for 17 minutes, ignoring complaints from the boy that he couldn't breathe. Chauvin and other Minneapolis police dispatched to a home where a woman claimed that she'd been attacked by her 14-year-old son and a young daughter. After officers entered the home and spoke to the woman, they ordered the son to lie on the ground, but he refused. And then I guess that Chauvin hit the teenager with his flashlight, grabbed him by the throat, hit him again with a flashlight, and then applied a neck restraint. So in this circumstance, let me see if I get this straight. The kid that was whacked by the flashlight was 14 years old, and he was chasing his mother around. Is that basically the read here? What the suggestion is, that's what we want to know about the story? Yes. Anybody see the video of this that's been now over the weekend sort of floating around?
No, I didn't see the video.
I don't know. Is that you're going to charge this guy with something again? How much jail time? Well, how much is he up for? Is it like 30 years or something? What's he supposed to get?
Oh, I don't know. I know with all the different charges, they all have, from like 12 to 18.
Yeah, what's that? I was going to say.
I'm talking to you. But my microphone was on. I have not seen the video of this particular kid, and I don't know what the story is with him. But I do know that they could charge him with 40 years in prison for the George Floyd death. And the judge can even go more than that because the prosecution's going to appeal or going to apply for additional time that can be put on for instance, they call it the Blakely laws, I think. And so it can be because this was done on a street, it was done in front of children. Because it was done in front of onlookers, there are certain incremental amounts of time that can be tacked on. So will he have to serve each sentence at the same time? Will he serve them, you know, separately? I think that's all in the judge's hands to decide during sentencing, which will happen as early as next week. They said 2 weeks after the verdict was read, which was last week.
Once again, I don't understand what they wait for when they say sentencing will be in 2 weeks. The trial's over. You know what?
That's for the prosecution to apply for those additional motions to try to get more time added to the sentence. So they have to go through all of that.
But in general, not just the Chauvin case, but in general, oftentimes when there's a serious case, it gets put on hold until they have pre-hearings, motions, I guess, is
pre-trial
what comes.
Motions.
Pre-sentencing motion. I don't know. It's just a lot of complications. So now in Columbus, because of the killing of, and help me with this, I want to make sure I pronounce it correctly, Makiyah Bryant. She was 16 years old. That has sparked protests and disagreements about how police are handling things in Columbus, which is the home of Ohio State. 60,000 students at Ohio State's Columbus campus. Apparently, they said they quote unquote severed ties with the Columbus police. I don't know what that means, because the Columbus police are not any more on the campus than in any other circumstance. These police, the police they have on the college campuses today, especially if they're state schools in any state, are their own state, their own police department. They're not affiliated with the local police. They have their own police captain and chief and officers in all of these schools and across the country. So I don't know what this all means other than a bunch of grandstanding.
I also, you know, we've talked about it already, but I just do not understand the outrage behind the shooting. Is it tragic because of the loss of life? Yes. But is that police officer, was he able to do anything else? I mean, this was it. This was what he had to do in this situation. And what's really funny is that, and I don't mean funny, but ironically,
no, odd,
is that
strange.
A Democrat, Representative Val Demings, who was supposed to be the vice president for Joe Biden, she was a top contender for that. She was on television this weekend because she used to be a police chief in Florida, and she said he acted just as police are trained to act. She doesn't understand why the outrage, and I don't think neither do I don't understand the outrage either, because I feel like if this police officer had not acted, then you would have had a girl who was either
well, the other side of it is
dead.
Yeah, the other side of it is that they say that she was going after this other person with a knife, and they had been arguing about cleaning the house.
Right.
That kind of stuff. But, she was a danger. So we needed to do what we... I think I heard a report over the weekend. As a matter of fact, it was on the news station in Los Angeles about the number of people. The average since the beginning of the year has been one black person shot a day, someplace in America. Now, it wasn't by a white police officer or even by somebody white or black. It was just a stat. It's kind of misleading because how many white people have been killed? I always want to know, okay.
And how many
killed.
Have been killed in Chicago over the weekend
yeah.
that we don't like to talk about? I mean, it is right.
I'm happy to talk. I'm not happy to talk about it, but I don't. You know,
but that's the yeah. problem with these narratives is that they just throw gasoline on the fire and they don't really explain what's happening and how we need to fix it. And that's
and then you get CNN that completely boils things way out of proportion. And so, on and on it goes. But it would be nice if these things, if we could just get a rest. Sometimes in the summertime, they get worse because people have the warm weather and people go out and start doing all kinds of foolish things. But there's got to be some end.
Well, crime is spiking also. I mean, crime is up everywhere. Yeah. And it's up by hundreds of percent. And whether that's people who are, mentally breaking from being socked away for a year or because everybody's economically challenged, I don't know. But the crime, we have to figure out this is not the right time to just take away funds from the police when this is just causing more communities to be vulnerable because of the crime spike.
I just the whole business has been so. I look at CNN, and I just look at it because I want to know what isn't important, because what they say is important to me is usually not important, and they take stuff and they misconstrue it, and so I look at the CNN headline: a foster mother told CNN that the bickering wasn't unusual. She wouldn't imagine that it would result in an officer shooting this girl or any other girl. Okay, so who called the police, by the way? Anybody know?
People inside the house called the police. You could hear the arguing in the background. So someone within the house is the one who placed a 911 call, and they called twice. Are you okay? Just expire on the air.
Well, and that's another thing. A lot of people are saying, imagine if your child was that teen in pink that was about to be stabbed. Wouldn't you want the police officer to do whatever they had to do? And when you do watch that video, there is a minimal amount of time. But also, what if the girl with the knife was your child? What if that police officer was your child? You know, he's a rookie, and I believe he did everything within his training. I do question the training in and of itself. You know, is there anything else that could have been done, especially even with not just the physical training, but the mental side of training? But I mean, all of them are somebody's child, even the ones that are in foster care.
Somebody
people
loves
do
them.
Care about all of them. Yeah, it's yeah. Watching that video, it is. The guy saved a life. The police officer saved a life. There's no doubt about it. But you still, I can't help but wonder, at least, is there anything else that could have been done? And it's not, it shouldn't be compared to the Derek Chauvin trial. This is not the same by any stretch of the
imagination.
Not even with the Kim Potter situation. I mean, everything has to be looked at as its own. I don't think that this situation in Columbus was a matter of race.
No. Well, it's everything seems to be a matter of, depending on who you listen to or what you use for your information source.
I don't care if that was a white person, a black person, a purple person who had that knife in her face. The officer would have reacted the same. I don't think there was no hesitation. There was no pause. It was not like, oh, I'm not going to get involved with this because they're black. That was not it. He had a split second to decide what to do. And I'm telling you, I know people like to say, well, tase, shoot in the foot. That's not realistic and, in fact, could cause more harm than what was done. Is it awful that this girl is dead? Absolutely. Should there be questions about why this went this far? What was the foster mother doing? What were the other people doing inside the house to allow a fight to escalate where a knife was involved? Yes, but that is a cultural question. That's not a question of policing. And I think that's what's so infuriating is that you've got people marching against the police because of this. They should be having a parade because the cop just saved a person's life.
I love a parade. Coming up in the next half hour, if you call the IRS, you probably want to know how much of a chance you're going to have to reach a real human being. Maybe you already know. Maybe you've already tried. Trending, the download, the rumors that Tom Bergeron coming back to Dancing with the Stars. Anything new on that? That's the most recent DJV download. Anybody hear anything gossip about that?
Haven't heard
weekend?
Anything else.
No, nothing new.
Ellen and her weed drinks, we talk about that. LeVar Burton, guest hosting on Jeopardy. Pfizer says the third vaccination that we've been talking about offhanded may be more of a reality than you think it might be. So that just gives you an idea, a sample of what's in the download. Every day, lots of different pieces of the program. Catch up on it. Listen to our thoughts on these things at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with sign and glide on water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
I
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 at the hour now here on the DJV program. This conversation will continue at least through the early part of the week. It stands in complete confrontation, actually, with what my mother used to say. If you don't have something good to say, don't say anything. I haven't really, you know, always lived up to that, as many will attest to. But I think most agree, Jay, with what's trending with regard to the review of the worst Oscar performance ever. Was it the 98th Oscar? 97, something like that. And it just was what I saw that was not any more than what I expected, because it was more, you know, just a, it was a free-for-all for Black Lives Matter. Anyway, so is there anything
abysmal
new?
Abysmal was a word commonly thrown around for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And probably by more, it's probably a broader spectrum of people saying that, I would guess.
Lot of people were more so talking about the abrupt ending. Normally, the Best Picture category is what closes out the show.
Yeah.
And instead, this year, it was the Best Actor category, and Anthony Hopkins won, but
yeah. That was good.
There,
I think
he was in bed.
Yeah.
He was already in bed, fast asleep, and so it was just, you know, mm-hmm. Joaquin Phoenix was like, the Academy accepts the award on his behalf, and then boom, that was it.
Yep. Nomadland did pretty well, but that was to be expected, I think, right?
Yeah. Frances McDormand got Best Actress for her role in the film. Best Director, Chloe Zhao.
Yeah, but nobody's seen any of these movies.
The film itself.
Yeah,
this is the one year. Normally I've seen a majority of the nominations and the winners, not all of them. This year I haven't seen one.
How are they this stiff or this out of touch that the mention of Jessica Walter, who died, a couple of weeks ago, was left out of the in memoriam section, and Naya Rivera as well.
Naya Rivera, it makes sense that she wasn't in it. I feel like that was more of a snub when she was left out for the Grammys.
She's not a film
star. Yeah, no. She was nominated for a Grammy once upon a time with the rest of her castmates for Glee. So the fact that she was left out of the Grammys, that would make more sense. Jessica Walter, that was sad that she was left out. Also, the Fountains of Wayne frontman, who died of COVID, he was left out, but he had also received an Oscar nomination back in the 90s for Best Original Song, 97, That Thing You Do, Adam Schlesinger.
Yeah.
So he was left out as well, and that's another one that's like, okay, that was a snub as well. You know, he should have been included.
Weren't we talking on Friday about this tweet promising a battle between people named Josh?
Yes, it happened. There is only one Josh now, Josh Slane, and he is 5 years old.
What was the rest of it about? Refresh everybody's memory.
So back at, in 2020 when everybody was bored and, you know, looking for anything to do, the height of Tiger King was a thing. And there was a man named Josh Slane who went on Facebook, created a group, and invited all these other people named Josh Slane to the group and challenged them to a battle of, you know, the final one standing Josh Slane. Meet at these coordinates on this date at this time. Bring a pool noodle. We're going to fight to the death. And, of course, everybody shows up at the coordinates. It's private property. There's a big sign that says this is private property. The Josh battle has been moved. And so there were a bunch. Like, it ended up being this
huge thing.
And
people need to get a life. Good God. They really do. By the way, when I was having this conversation about the award ceremony last night, somebody referred to it, and I had never heard this before, but apparently it's used a lot in L.A., Jennifer, the Gay Olympics. Have you ever heard that term used for the Oscars?
No.
The Gay Olympics?
I've never heard that.
Uh-uh. All right. Well, this person said it was used. I never heard it before either. Hmm. All right. Now, speaking of gay people, their gender reveal party in New Hampshire, what went on there? Something blew up? What the heck happened? Kingston, New Hampshire. Right?
Yeah, a family was doing a gender reveal party for an upcoming baby, and they bought 80 pounds of Tannerite.
All right. 28 and a half after the hour, you're listening to part of the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your dog or your cat in your car could be problems, could be a lot of fun. Listen carefully. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog or cat in the car only when she needs to go to the vet's office. How would you feel if the only time you rode in a car, it was to go to the doctor, have your body probed, and receive a shot with a big long needle? I know you'd have to drag me in, kicking and screaming. For a lot of dogs, their only experience with cars is negative and associated with stress, the stress of going to the vet or maybe to a kennel. How can we possibly expect our four-footed best friends to know the difference when we decide to take them on an occasional fun car trip? So here's what I recommend. Use the car, make it fun. Take the dog or the cat for a trip to the park, to the beach, to grandma's house, to Uncle Ned's house. It's important that our dogs and our cats, because they are such a part of a family, understand the concept that riding in the car is a good thing, not a bad thing. And if your cat or dog is nervous at the beginning, just sit every day for a few minutes in the driveway, listen to the radio, give them a special toy, and a hug and a kiss. All more next time.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 2020 Census Bureau numbers are out and will reshuffle the 435 congressional districts among the 50 states for the next decade. Texas gets two additional congressional seats. Florida gets an additional seat. New York, California, Illinois, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia all lose seats. Reports from Israel are saying U.S. Special Climate Envoy John Kerry was leaking Israeli military movements on Iranian targets to the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif. John Kerry denies the allegations. Ocean scientists at the Scripps Institute announced on Monday they've uncovered a former industrial waste site off the Southern California coast with some 25,000 barrels that contain the toxic chemical DDT. A dumping site since 1947, scientists have previously detected in the area near Catalina Island high levels of DDT in marine mammals, including dolphins and sea lions. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Health officials are sounding the alarm over Americans getting their first COVID-19 shot and not returning for the second COVID-19 follow-up shot. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and missed the second. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. Dr. Richard Besser says that the rising number of people missing the second shot is worrisome. The former acting director of the CDC tells CNN that the second dose is needed as additional protection against variants of the virus.
Early vaccine recipients had a much higher completion rate for their second dose. And the reason it's concerning is that we know that with the first dose, you get a pretty good level of those protective factors, the antibodies. But with that second dose, the level goes up. And the belief is that with the second dose, you're going to get a much longer lasting protection. So getting that first dose is great, but coming back for that second dose is really important, especially as we have variants that are traveling around.
Both the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines require two doses to offer the full benefit. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration said the United States should lean more aggressively to lift coronavirus restrictions. Dr. Scott Gottlieb said the decline in new cases is locked in at this point, and he does not expect another surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn. Victoria is off during this hour. Jay Kirshner is here, though. That's good. Got everybody thinking and everybody talking. A few flowers. I decided to give flowers this weekend to my daughter and to some people that I was visiting because the flowers are so wonderful this time of year. Out in California,
that sounds like it would be nice.
Yeah, right. Except I didn't give you any, because I hadn't gone there. I hadn't gone there by the time I didn't go there until after I saw you yesterday.
Ah, okay.
So there, okay?
Likely excuse. Story of my life.
Now, listen. Butterflies, though. Did you see all the butterflies around? They're everywhere. And that's a good sign. Butterflies usually bring with them laughter and good dreams and things like that. So if you see butterflies, you're likely to have a... You likely have a good experience. All right, and who want now? So shall we counter the good experience with a bad experience calling the IRS? How many people have seen this? Excuse me for a second.
Why bother? Do they even answer the phone at the IRS when you call them? I don't know.
Like you have just a one.
Angry, they send angry letters.
Right. That you have a 1 in 50 chance that you'll reach anybody when you call the IRS. So what is it? The tax season goes until May 15th this year, not April 15th. That is, you got until May 15th to pay your money, and then you got until actually October 15th to get the return in. But if you don't want to pay penalties and have interest charges, you better get the money that you owe in by the 15th of May. They've got an 800 toll-free line, and supposedly have 1,000 people that handle the calls. But the increase in numbers of people calling, they are apparently up over 300%. And so these, an average of, let's see, 20 minutes apparently is the time you spend on hold. It's like calling American Airlines. You know, you go, well, we'll call you back when it's your turn. Right. All right. So anyway, there are 20 minutes seems to be the shortest time. A lot of people are reporting waiting much longer. And of course, what happens with that, and this is handy for them, people get tired of waiting. I certainly do. I won't sit on a phone and wait for somebody to talk to me, especially if I'm doing business with them. That's what drives me nuts about any of these companies, whether it's Verizon, whether it's, well, because of COVID. Everything is blamed on COVID. Because of COVID, our staffs are short. Why? You have people can work from, they all work from home. Who are you kidding? You know, that kind of stuff. So anyway, don't waste your time calling the IRS. I was about to say, don't waste your time paying your taxes, but
I wouldn't do that.
That's probably
not great advice to take.
Not really good advice. All right, let's go back to COVID here and what's going on here and there with the various circumstances that are presenting themselves, not only around this country, but around the world. Israel is examining heart inflammation cases. This is because they've had problems with Pfizer over there. They required that everybody get a vaccine. And so as a result of that, somebody referred to Netanyahu as a Nazi or something because he's mandating that he...
It feels very, very anti-Israel to require... Yeah. Jews to get something, right? I mean, it just it's a bad historical connotations.
Seems to be. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's right. But under the circumstances, they're supposedly a democracy. I can see it over there, and I don't know. I think that it's serving them well. I would think that it's serving them well because people in the country are not having a lot of trouble, not having a lot of problems with it. What they are having problems with are Jews that are coming from the Eastern Bloc countries. Apparently, and this is a discussion that I had a lot of discussions with my friends and neighbors out in California this weekend. And one of the things we got into, we were talking about Netanyahu and the crowd that follows him. These were people, I was working with my pal Tucker, and he had a friend over who was Jewish, and she has been to Israel. I've been to Israel. I'm not Jewish, but I love going to Israel. I think it's a fabulous place. The number of people coming in, how the voting is changing, that is the hardcore Hasidic Jews that come from America and parts of Europe, and the Eastern European bloc, the white Jews that are coming down, that's what they call them, are changing because they're very conservative. They're changing the nature of Israeli politics and making things seem much more conservative there than they used to be. And it's annoying some of the traditional Jews, that is the Sephardic Jews, the Semitic Jews, sorry, not Sephardic, Semitic Jews, who are the natives there, the dark-skinned, big-nosed, the Semites. They all look the same. Middle Easterners, it doesn't make a difference whether you're Jewish or whether you're Muslim. You all look the same if you're from that area. But the infiltration of whites from America and from Europe has changed the political structure. And a lot of people don't like it. They think Israel is going down the wrong path. I wonder if I guess I'm just kind of thinking out loud what's going to happen there as things continue. More and more, they have a population problem there. The whole world has a population problem. That's one of the... that's one of the things people say, wow, this is great. 3 million people got killed because of COVID. That's good for everybody. Well, I think that's a little harsh. But look at the people, by the way. Have you seen the numbers from India? It's pretty grim over there.
It's bad over there.
Yeah, it is. You know, you look at parts of Asia and Africa, the numbers have been pretty low, but not in India. They have a really strong, horrible outbreak going on right now. Apparently, 2,000 people or more a day are dying from COVID over there. And it's not the strain that we have here. They have kind of their own strain, I think, don't they?
I think that they might have their own variant, but I think what's more notable is that their hospitals, remember, we stayed home to flatten the curve because we didn't want our hospitals to get overwhelmed. That was the original thought behind staying home. Mm-hmm. And Israel's having a problem. They can't take care of all the people that are getting sick.
You mean India?
Israel? India,
yeah.
Excuse me.
We're India, yeah.
We've already changed topics.
Yes, well, we've changed locations anyway. All right, let's do it. There's a member of the Four Seasons that I want to acknowledge because one of this, I like this group. These people were the most popular singers in America. If it hadn't been for the Beatles, these guys would have had, well, it had a fabulous career. Anyway, and this is one of my favorite Four Seasons songs. Thank you, Phil. Joe Long, who is a New Jersey native, a member of the group, died from complications of COVID at the age of 88 over the weekend. He's the second member of the group to croak because of COVID. Tommy DeVito, who is a member of the Four Seasons, one of the artists who actually inspired Jersey Boys, was 92. He died late last year, I think. And so Joe Long is gone. Frankie Valli, whose voice you hear in all of the songs, the high tenor, led the Four Seasons. He actually made the announcement on Facebook. Let's see here. Nick Massey, I think that's the right way to pronounce it. It's spelled M-A-S-S-I. Long replaced him in 1965. There have been a couple of different members move in and move out. The Frankie Valli. Bob Gaudio is another one that was one of the original members. I think of some of the others. But all of the, when Long was a member of the Four Seasons, this is a list of their hits. Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry. Yep, I love these songs.
Let it rip, come on.
Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. Come On, Mary Ann. Those are all mid to late 60s songs. He worked with
them. He was there for all the hits.
Yeah, he was. Right. Yep, right, exactly. All right, so there's another COVID case. One of the results of COVID activity has been the number of wipes that are being used in clogging up pipes everywhere. Do you see this? The wastewater.
It only makes sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, throwing all of this stuff, but you shouldn't be throwing it down the. Don't put it in the toilet, for God's sake.
Right, but people are dumb, and they do.
Well, and the problem is, it says on the packaging, like, oh, these are flushable wipes. No, they still are not flushable. They still will not go anywhere.
No, it's not smart to be doing that. Anyway, there's a lot of, not only here, but around the world, water systems. What happens with water when it goes down the sewer, it's brought to a wastewater treatment plant, and they try to separate out the organic from the inorganic materials, and then they bury the inorganic materials. Yeah, it really is. Can you imagine having that job? What do you do for a living?
What kind of job that is?
A stinky job. But yeah, can you imagine that as a, somebody says, what do you do for a living? What does your dad do for a living? Oh, he works for the sewer department. What does he do? He separates the solids from the liquids.
Well, we got together over the weekend. We talked about how, you know, people just have no idea about hard work. This would be one of those hard work jobs.
Yeah. Well, what we were actually talking about was the number of people who are, I'm talking about Jennifer and her dad and I always love to have breakfast when we can when I'm there. And so we were talking about, you know, we go across the board, whether it's the radio business, what's going on with Jennifer. She's doing so well on Carol A in Los Angeles. And has been doing so well here for a long time. But then we get off onto those tangents. And I think that was one of the tangents we get off on. And what, you know, what people think.
People are soft.
Yeah, well, I think we've. Was that a quote from me or your father? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know, somebody. It might have been me at this point. Who knows?
Could have been. Exactly. All right, you heard the story about the three New York men who stole $30 million in cash and other valuables from safe deposit boxes in banks not only here but across Europe, apparently. When I first saw this, I thought, okay, this is like the Italian Job. You know that movie with...
Loved it, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great movie, actually. But this is sort of... There's got to be a movie about this. They are all men from Brooklyn. They have been operating for the past 5 or 6 years And now they've just somehow or other they stumbled. You know, when you, I'm going to give people advice on robbing banks now. When you rob a bank.
So you said not to pay your taxes, and here's how to rob a bank. Right. Okay, let's go.
When you rob a bank, take just a little. Don't be greedy. Take 30 or 40 grand and be happy with it, and then, you know, maybe your luck will change and you won't need to rob banks
anymore.
My
advice for you is if you rob a bank, don't get caught, because that's the real bummer, you know?
Yeah, that is kind of a real bummer. You're right about that. All right, so anyway, that's that report. In a moment, we have something from the Elon Musk department right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, so here we are at 48 after the hour on the DJV program. Elon Musk apparently is going to spread his wings. Not only is he making electric cars, the Tesla, not only is he doing SpaceX, not only did he found PayPal, but now he's going to host Saturday Night Live. This guy is a stiff. Why in the world are they putting him
on this? Oh, and he's so weird.
Yeah, but he's a stiff, too.
But it's a ratings. This is a ratings thing. It has to be. I mean, what else is he doing there? Ratings have probably tanked. People know that Elon Musk has this weird fan following that probably doesn't watch Saturday Night Live, so there he is.
So
they have to do something on his kid's name. Like, there has to be some kind of baby naming gender reveal skit.
What? Really? What did he call his baby?
His name is just like a group of letters. It's weird.
It's like really? Aeon Ash 12 or something like that.
Huh?
Yeah, I have to Google this again. I don't keep it in the memory bank.
But it's something like that. It's something that makes no sense to, like, regular intelligence people, you know?
He's got 52 million followers. That's why they have him on Saturday Night Live.
Right, that's what I mean. He's got a crowd. Yeah.
Miley Cyrus is going to be the musical guest. All right, that's for May 8th. You can put it in your calendar, 10 before the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour here on the DJV program. Tommy the K is not with us today. Tom Kreidler from the home improvement program, The Money Pit. So I'm usually behind in food news. This gives us a good opportunity here, Jay, to go through a lot of problems that are coming from the food arena and maybe offer some solutions, solve some of the bigger problems. Kerrygold, Ireland's largest exporter of dairy products, has had record sales this year because of the, well, I guess because of the obvious, the COVID. They have an operating profit of $83 million. That's 69% up from the year before, which is kind of cool.
That's impressive.
Well, it's probably because of home cooking, right? Wouldn't you just say? People at home, Europe, they use
more. Yeah, there was a lot of baking going on in 2020, and a lot of pasta and people making their own creamy sauces.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Do you do that? What do you do when what kind of a cook are you? I don't think we've ever talked about you.
Yeah, I'm more of a stovetop person than a baker. If it has to go in the oven, I mean, 50-50 chance it's going to be edible. Stovetop, I thrive. I'm really good at stovetop stuff. But, I mean, we're not a dairy household, so cover your ears, Doug. We use almond milk.
No! She's fired! Take her privileges away. Phil, shut off her microphone, for heaven's sakes. White Claw's newest product is boozier than the original. Do you know you drink White Claw?
I don't, but everybody I know does, and they they get excited about White Claw. Wasn't there a White Claw shortage at the beginning of last year, too? Or maybe that was the summer, like 2019 summer. I just remember there was a White Claw shortage, and people were not happy about it.
There's a new hard seltzer called Surge from White Claw. It's being rolled out here in 16-ounce cans. 8% alcohol by volume. Is that a lot? Well, how much alcohol is in a can of beer?
I want to say it's anywhere from like 2-point-something to 4-point-something typically.
Yeah, when we were in college, we had 3.2 beer.
Yeah, wasn't there a soda that was called Surge back in like the 90s? And it had so much caffeine.
Really?
It was like yellow like Mountain Dew.
This is blood orange and cranberry. Those are the two flavors. $2.99 a can. So, and also, in addition to Surge, White Claw is also releasing new flavors of their original hard seltzer that comes in 12-ounce cans, 5% alcohol by volume, apparently. Hard seltzer sales grew 121% to $4.5 billion last year. Whew! Truly Hard Seltzer, one of White Claw's main rivals, has now got a new beverage in 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw and Truly have 75% of the hard seltzer market. So what is that? What's the benefit of drinking hard seltzer? Is it supposed to compete with beer in taste? Yeah,
I think it is for people who are trying to cut like carbs and calories.
Isn't there a lot of, but there are a lot of carbs in all of this stuff, even if it's, right? Isn't there the beer has a lot of carbs, I know that. Molson Coors announced that Coors Seltzer, working with Coca-Cola and something called Topo Chico Hard Seltzer. So this must be a big thing. Bud has Bud Light Platinum Seltzer, 8% alcohol. So this is a Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. So there's got to, but it's, that's all, it's got to be alcohol based in order to mean anything to those companies.
Yeah,
I
for
think,
the,
right?
the hard part of the, yeah, the hard seltzer. Mm-hmm. And I think it's typically what vodka, like liquor stuff that's put into it. So it's not really on par with beers, to my knowledge.
There's a new study that claims that babies who breastfeed are likely to have a higher IQ, not only because of the increased human contact, but because of the actual ingredients in breast milk. The study suggests it was done down in near neck of the woods, apparently, Jay, suggesting nutrition accounts for as much as 60% of the 5-point IQ difference that most of them have. Breastfed, bottle-fed children. So I was bottle-fed. Were you? You remember?
Do I remember? I can't recall.
Probably not. Probably don't remember that.
I think my mom had said I was breastfed. Mac wasn't. I tried. It just didn't work out for us. He's formula fed.
I understand. Okay, so the three superfoods that are the best to defend yourself against any chronic diseases. You know what they are?
And the anti-inflammatory foods, right?
Yeah, yep.
So isn't it like salmon, blueberries, spinach?
Well, it's yes, those are in there. Olive oil is number one, garlic is number two, and apple cider vinegar is number three. Very good against chronic diseases and really boosts your immune system. So there's a word to the wise from the DJV show at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.